As the voice of Jackie Robinson, that essay was recorded in 1951. But how much progress have we made in the 66 years or so since he recorded that? According to one study, African Americans are underrepresented in baseball, beginning with youth leagues. University of Nebraska professor Dave Ogden is the study's author, and he joins me from Omaha. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Also with us is Steve Duvall in Macon. He has umpired youth, high school, and college baseball teams in Georgia for more than 20 years. Thanks for being with us, Steve.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Dave, your study actually addressed a number of different things. The first being that in one case where you surveyed rosters, you found that the baseball teams were 91% Caucasian. Do we know if that's a change from, I mean, has it been more diverse in the past?
Well, I can tell you what I've seen in the past 15 years, and the numbers held pretty steady. I've looked at 1,140 teams, select or traveling baseball teams, and select baseball is different than recreational baseball, like YMCA baseball, city leagues, etc. These kids are the cream of the crop, and for most teams, kids have to make the roster via competitive tryout. So these are the kids, and this is what I believe is the beginning of the pipeline of baseball through the professional levels. But of those 1,140 teams from 31 states, about 15,000 players, 3.26% are African American. That has varied from 2% to 4% for the 15 years I've looked at it. Now, I guess that's one of the things that surprises me, that that number has held so steady this long.
So we spoke with Jared Orton. He's the president of the Savannah Bananas. That he says roughly 30 players that the team had last year, only a handful were African Americans, and he's worried about that.
If you go all the way back to Little League baseball and youth programs and T-ball and all that, you can really see that if there's no representation across the community, if it's just Caucasian people playing Little League baseball and T-ball and all that, then that's just going to keep going all the way up until Major League Baseball.
Steve, what have you seen on the playing fields for the past two decades?
Well, pretty much what's been said already. Majority of the players that are playing travel ball are white. Although I have seen in the past, I guess, two or three years, there has been an increase in more black players on teams. In fact, there have been an increase in predominantly black teams I've seen in the past two or three years. There are coaches that are getting involved in the travel leagues and that sort of thing. So I think it's on the rise. I don't have statistics, but I have seen more black ball players in the last 5 years than I have seen in the 20-plus years that I have been calling ball.
Dave, some of the findings in your research also seems to suggest that it's the players that tend to rise and continue playing through college tend to be from middle class or upper middle class families, or at least they're have more stable and secure family environments. Is that true?
Yes, what we found in our a colleague and I did another study looking at 500 college players, college baseball players, all the way from NAIA to NCAA Division I. 9 out of 10 of those college players played select baseball for an average of 6 years, and 95% of those players basically came from a household with the two biological parents. So that if that's a characteristic of a more stable upbringing or childhood, then yes, and it's something that I've seen anecdotally for the past 15 years as well, and attending these tournaments, etc. The families come in caravans. I, based on that as well, it appears to me that select players or the chances for a kid to play select ball are enhanced when they come from a more stable family.
Steve, it sounds like you are agreeing with that also.
Yes, they do come in caravans. I see that, you know, from grandparents, aunts, uncles, mm-hmm. everybody. It's a family affair on the weekend.
It is.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the NAIA. That's the National Association for Intercollegiate Athletics, if someone is not associated with that. Steve, are you worried about, I mean, in the end, does the diversity of baseball matter? Or let's say that African-Americans and other people are choosing other sports. Is that an issue?
Well, it's an issue. I worry some, but it's by choice that a lot of these kids choose different sports. A lot of parents are choosing different sports. It's just I've participated in other sports also, and if you look at the basketball end, it would be the reverse of that. You don't see a lot of, let's say, white players traveling in AAU situations and that sort of thing during the summer and playing in those leagues and all. So I think it's a choice. I don't think it's a deliberate act going on by anybody to keep blacks from baseball.
Yeah.
But I think it does have something to do with finances, like he was saying.
Baseball may be more expensive?
I know it is because the equipment that they're supplying now, a regular baseball bat now that used to cost, what, $15, $20, or $30 for a wooden bat years ago, some parents are paying upwards of $300 for a youth baseball bat.
Mm-hmm. And Steve mentioned the AAU, that's the Amateur Athletic Union, which covers a whole host of sports. So, Dave, do we have any idea if there's fewer African-Americans playing in organized sports or if they're just going somewhere else other than baseball?
You know, I don't know, Celeste. I only study baseball,
right.
So I can't speak for other sports. But one thing that I have seen more and more of is these select and traveling teams becoming the pipeline to high school. I know in several communities, if your kid didn't play select or travel team ball, he does not have a chance to play on the high school team. So that translates as well up through college. So I consider select or travel team ball as really the beginning of the pipeline for grooming these players for higher competitive leagues. And in our research on college players, we found that college shortstops, 9 out of 10 of them played shortstop as a youth select player.
Wow.
Same thing with catchers. So there are, in certain ways, select ball is grooming these players for higher levels of competitive play.
That is University of Nebraska Professor Dave Ogden. We also spoke with Steve Duvall of the Middle Georgia Umpire Association. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.